Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Coming back. Well, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And we have the honor, which I said earlier, of talking to the district attorney of Nassau County, which is Madeline Singus. And so many policies and different things have gone on since you've been in office that are just wonderful, and we'll touch base on most of them, time permitting. I want to go back to how you became the district attorney. That we can talk about. It was phenomenal. Nassau County is all pleased and blessed that you did, but it was an uphill battle, it seemed, for most people.
Yeah, it was definitely an uphill battle. So I had to make a decision when Kathleen decided to run for Congress and won, whether I was at that point the number two in the office. I was the chief assistant DA, so I had been running the day-to-day operations of the office for a few years before that. And I had to make the decision if I wanted to run to be the DA. I was elevated to the acting DA position, and then I had to make a decision, which was difficult for me because I never imagined that I would run for office. I never viewed myself as a politician, as a political person, but I loved the job.
Isn't that funny? Number two, which is a very significant position, is you worked your way up the ladder, but number one has to be voted in.
Yeah, exactly. So Again, it was a difficult decision because I didn't know anything about running an election. I didn't know anything about politics, really. But I knew what the DA does. I knew how to keep people safe. I knew the job, and I had the expertise to do it. And frankly, I thought I was the most qualified person in the county at that point to actually run that office. So I decided to do it. But yeah, it was an uphill battle all the way because I ran against the town supervisor of the town of Hempstead, and she was, you know, a powerhouse and very well liked, but had never practiced criminal law. And to me, I found that completely disqualifying. Like, how can you take over an organization of over 200 prosecutors and take on 30,000 criminal cases a year when you have no idea? Through no fault of her own, but you have no idea what it means to prosecute a case or how it is to sit across a police agency and create a plan to keep people safe. So I did it. But it was definitely an uphill battle, but it was a lot of fun, too, because it got me out in the community. I talked to people. I didn't care what they were. You know, I always say being a prosecutor is not a partisan job. I didn't care if you were an independent, Democrat, Republican. I went to everyone, spoke to them about the issues, answered questions, and I think people really appreciated my expertise. And lots of people voted for me who probably would have never voted for a Democrat before, but they understood that I was very serious, I was very experienced, and I knew how to do the job. And it was an overwhelming victory. So I went from people thinking there was no way I would win.
No chance.
If I had a dollar for every person who told me, what am I doing? Why are you doing this? Why are you even putting yourself through this? And I said, you know what? I have faith in the voters. I have faith in the communities. People understand that this is a job that needs a professional to do it, period. It has nothing to do with
any
politics.
Job, and I'm not taking from any elected official in Nassau or Suffolk or whatever. This was the one that was so significant because you were truly the person qualified.
Yeah.
But you weren't a political person.
Right.
And in the beginning, the other person was like, you know, Madeline was out. There was no chance for Madeline. And yet, you were number two, which in a business, you would be elevated to president.
Absolutely.
Take the vice president, elect, you know, and move him up because he's got the job or she's got the job. And it really was. It was an uphill and nobody. I mean, your election was a shock.
It was. It was shocking, and it was. But it shouldn't be that way,
John? That's
because,
the shame of it.
All right, that is the shame of it. I had the experience to do it, and when people would say to me, there's no way you're going to win, like, you can't be the DA, and I would be like, what? I've spent 25 years of my career in public service
did
as a prosecutor.
Did that come from the party? Who did that come from?
It came from
that
everyone. And, you know, people said, you don't have the name recognition. You know, we sort of turned politics on its head. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go out and talk to people, and I'm going to convince people to vote for me. And I can do it because it makes sense. And politics should make sense. And, you know, my motto was very simple. I'm a prosecutor, not a politician. And that's why I want to be the DA. And it resonated with people. And they responded very well. And I had, you know, very eager and enthusiastic supporters who felt the same way and were out there knocking on doors and talking to their neighbors and talking to their friends. And nobody cared about the political lines. You know, we blurred those right. lines and talked everywhere to everyone about the issues. And I would say to people, look, what the DA does affects your life every day, from the moment that you lock your door at night and go to sleep to the minute you wake up in the morning. What's going on at night, overnight? Are your kids being contacted by internet predators? Is your house safe from burglary? When you get in your cars the next morning, are the roads free of distracted and drunk and impaired drivers? Are your schools safe from gun violence when your kids go in there? Are your houses of worship safe? Are your finances safe? Are your political leaders working for you as opposed to against you? Are they protecting your tax dollars? Are you safe?
There already. Was that your stump? I mean, this yeah. that you've touched people's lives with everything you have just said.
Right. And that's what I tell people. Everything you do in a given day is influenced and can be impacted by who the district right. attorney is. And once you put it to them that way, they say, of course I want someone who right. knows the job to do the job. It makes absolute sense.
Because a political person would not have the feel for all that you've had for 20X years
right.
of knowledge.
We wouldn't have the experience.
No,
yeah,
you know.
They just and a lot of the work we do is very sophisticated and very complex, and we do wiretap investigations. How is someone, and the district attorney herself has to sign those applications. I pour through those documents. I talk to my staff about issues like probable cause and significant things that if you have never done it, you can't learn it on the fly. It's not a job that you can just walk into and take a half-day training and then think you're qualified
right, right, right.
to do it. So that was a lot of what I talked about. So even if you elect someone who is basically incapable of doing the job because they don't have the experience, they're going to have to hire the people around them to actually do the job because it's
but
serious
they, and they
work.
Affect all those below them.
Right.
And absolutely.
You don't start off running to the job. You have to. It's a learning curve.
Right.
And that influences all those below you.
Right. There's
it creates frustration, too, for those who are below you.
It's absolutely. This isn't where a beginner goes to learn. You know, you don't start
right,
out
right.
at the DA as a beginner and think that
other
you
position,
can.
Other position,
yes. Right.
You can become a council person, a legislator,
right.
because you're going to have many other people working with you. They're going
right.
to show you the ropes. They'll help you out. And that's a person who 20 years down the road can be significant. But no, I'm agreeing with you 100%. The DA is not the place to put somebody into practice.
Well, I'm glad you had the opportunity to sell that to our listeners today.
Yeah.
Very valuable to us all.
Yeah. Talking.
Yeah, look, I mean, I believe very passionately about it, and I think people understood that. And everywhere I went, people then made it a point to go out and vote because they said, you know, she's very passionate, she's
right,
very
right.
experienced, she knows the job, and that's the person that I want. In that seat, and it worked.
Oh, yeah.
Much to the shock of everyone, you know, I ended up winning by a significant margin. So that was very exciting for me, and it allowed us to do the work that...
Especially for your first race.
Yeah, it was,
I mean,
you know,
to turn
it was
around,
like
I'm
foray
sure you
into...
Chewing on your nails the day
yeah.
before, like, what am I doing here? But because I don't remember exactly, but the tide didn't turn months before, that's for sure.
Oh,
there
no.
was no. You were going into this like...
Yeah, we were the underdogs all the
yeah,
way, all
yep.
the way up to election
but
day.
But not anymore.
No, well,
no.
you know, hopefully
but
not.
You always
I think
have
people,
to still, yeah.
people are proud of the work that we do. I hope people know and are proud of the fact that Nassau County is the safest large county mm-hmm. in the state and probably in the nation. It's incredible work over a five-year period. Violent crime is down 25% in Nassau County. That's
wow.
huge.
That's a huge number.
That, you know, while it's been dropping everywhere in the state and everywhere across the country, not by numbers like that, not 25%. I attribute that to the great working relationships and collaborations we have with law enforcement agencies, whether they're our terrific Nassau County PD or all our local law enforcement. But we're also working with state, federal law enforcement agencies. We did a major takedown last year of an MS-13 gang that involved 22 law enforcement agencies throughout the United States. And it's because people have respect for our office and they want to work with us. And I have surrounded myself with professionals, and they were working with people from law enforcement agencies from Texas to New Jersey to Maryland. Also, we can take down this very violent organization of MS-13. We ended up arresting, and we're now in the process of prosecuting the alleged, you know, mastermind and top gun of MS-13 of the entire Eastern Seaboard. So that's, and 17 of his top officials. So I tell people that's like taking down the CEO, really the CIO,
the board.
It's destroying it top to bottom. We just root it out. And things like that lead to crime drops.
This is not political in nature, but it's that statement that requires you to stay in office. Because to deal with 20 different organizations, another person who's a political person wouldn't know the first person to call.
Right.
So you go into number two and three on your staff and say, who do I call now?
Right.
It's very confusing. You have to own it. Right. You own your job at this point.
Absolutely.
If you don't own it, you have no idea what the next step
is. And I know how to talk to law enforcement. I know what it takes to put a team together and work together. And every move we made, I was involved in, and we worked through it, and it was significant. And we haven't done that just once. We've done that routinely with gangs like MS-13 and with drug operations, you know, big whole-scale heroin operatives. Again, we take them out top to bottom, while at the same time saying that the people who are addicted, we're getting them the help that they need so that they can turn their lives around. And that's also very significant. So we're making sure that we're treating those who are low-level addicts, we're getting them the help that they need, while making sure that the people who are for-profit pushing
right.
through this poison, that's really affecting so many people. I there's nowhere that I can go in Nassau County. I don't care, east, west, north, south, where someone doesn't come up to me and say, my son, my daughter, my partner has an addiction, an opioid addiction, or I lost them to it. Can you help me? What can I do? Everywhere I go,
everybody
without
knows somebody
fail.
Who has died.
Yeah.
Honestly, in the last 2 years, I know five people.
Five people
who have died, and they're in their 30s, and none of these, all were boys.
Yes.
And none was a bad boy. They all worked. It's just that they took a little too much, my understanding. You know, you don't start asking too many questions.
No, it's true. I mean, you know, we find that a lot of people were overprescribed. It's very easy to get addicted to an opioid, and then suddenly
Are you dealing with the doctors now?
Yes. I mean, in fact, we started a program.
Actually, it's a wonderful program. I'm going to put you on hold because
okay.
I want to hear all about it. You're
okay,
listening
great.
To Madeline Zingas here on Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.